This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush says the deaths of Saddam Hussein's two sons should serve as a clear indication to Iraqis that the regime is finished. Through a spokesman, the president said Uday and Qusay were hated symbols of a brutal regime. U.S. officials are hoping their deaths yesterday during a gun battle in the northern city of Mosul will help end the ongoing insurgency in Iraq. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Mosul.
24 hours after the battle, a growing crowd of Iraqis gathered behind rows of razor wire to stare at the ruins of the two-story villa that was the target of yesterday's assault. The question on everybody's mind seemed to be the same. Is it true, they asked, did the American soldiers really kill Saddam's sons, Uday and Qusay? In a small grocery store across the street, this shopkeeper appeared convinced.
No, Saddam, no. But son Uday and Qusay, yes.
You believe this?
I believe.
But for the shopkeeper, who preferred not to give his name, the news was not cause for celebration. Alive or dead, Saddam's sons don't affect us, he said. They no longer play a role here, he added. The only danger is if Saddam comes back to rule Iraq. Locals say the battle began shortly after 9 yesterday morning, when around 100 U.S. soldiers surrounded the villa and soon after opened fire.
And helicopter and missiles. They blow the house.
Destroyed the house.
Completely.
Completely.
U.S. troops say the operation involved Apache helicopters and more than a dozen TOW rockets, which were fired from Humvees parked nearby. The Al-Khazraj family lives in the apartment building located directly across the street, barely 100 yards away from the villa. As soon as the shooting broke out, they all crammed into a bathroom at the back of their building for safety. The firefight then lasted more than 3 hours, during which relatives said they heard defenders in the villa using machine guns and assault rifles to mount a powerful resistance. When the dust settled, the family emerged to discover their windows shattered and several of their rooms riddled with bullets. Across the street, the targeted villa now stands gutted and cratered, its once imposing pillars whittled down by American bullets and shrapnel. The residents of this neighborhood say the villa was owned by Nawab Zidan, a wealthy Mosul citizen who claimed to be a cousin of Saddam Hussein. Neighbor Shahir Hazraji says after the battle, he saw Nawab Zidan standing with the American soldiers. Many of the people here now suspect he brought the U.S. forces to attack his own home. One of the American soldiers who was on guard here overnight says he saw 4 badly mangled bodies lying beside the house after the battle. I couldn't identify them, he said. If we really got Saddam's sons, he added, I hope that means we can go home soon. Unlike Baghdad, where some residents celebrated the news of Qusay and Uday's death last night by shooting their guns up in the air, the mood of the people in Mosul was one of curiosity, not joy. Mosul is a predominantly Sunni Arab city, which supplied the backbone of the Iraqi army's officer corps. Nationalism runs high here, and while the ruling family of Saddam Hussein was not much loved, many here say the occupation by a foreign army is simply unbearable. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Mosul, Iraq.